USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Federal investigators on Monday are trying to figure out why an Amtrak train derailed in rural Montana over the weekend. Vice Chairman of the National Transportation Safety Board, Bruce Landsberg, speaking to reporters about the investigation efforts.
We will be conducting interviews with the train crew of the Amtrak train and also with the Burlington Northern train crews and their track inspection teams and pretty much anyone else that we think may have had anything to do prior to or after the crash.
The derailment killed 3 people and 7 people have been hospitalized. The Amtrak train had 10 cars, 8 of which derailed, with some tipping onto their sides. R&B singer R. Kelly was found guilty of leading a racketeering enterprise to recruit women and underage girls for sex. USA Radio News.
2 straws, 1 check. It must be date night. If you've logged on to social media in the last few weeks, you're sure to have seen fans of the chart-topping hit by Walker Hayes doing the fancy leg dance at Applebee's restaurants across the country. Inspired by the song's chorus, the restaurant is bringing back the Oreo cookie shake. So now fans can have their very own fancy leg date night with a Bourbon Street steak with the Oreo shake. Country singer turned TikTok sensation, Walker Hayes.
My wife, Lainey, and I have always gone to Applebee's for date night, and it's a great spot to stop with the kids while we're on tour. So, I've always thought it'd be fun to write a song about it, and it's been so great to see the response to the song and people doing the dance on social media. Now, to top it off, Applebee's has brought back their Oreo cookie shake so everyone can celebrate, just like my song. What's better than that, y'all?
To find your local restaurant for a fancy-like date night, visit applebees.com/restaurants.
Some encouraging news regarding COVID-19 numbers. From the West Coast USA Radio Newsroom, Lance Pry has the details.
New COVID-19 cases in the United States are declining, but hospitals are still being strained in some areas of the country with low vaccine rates. 70 million Americans remain unvaccinated. On Sunday, nearly 86,700 people were reported infected. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky on CBS News Sunday.
We made it possible for people to be eligible, but they really have to identify their own individual risk and their own individual benefit, and I recognize that this is confusing.
The man who shot President Ronald Reagan 40 years ago is winning back his eventual freedom. A judge approving John Hinckley's unconditional release next year. It's scheduled to happen in June, but he'll continue to be monitored until then. Hinckley was found not guilty by reason of insanity. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
The border crossing at Del Rio, Texas, is reopened after a migrant camp of nearly 15,000, mostly Haitian, illegal immigrants was cleared out. Del Rio, Texas resident Lee Weatherby tells Fox News what it's been like the last week having all the illegal immigrants from Haiti in his town.
Number one, they shut the bridge down, and that bridge is the largest source of income for Del Rio. It might be larger than our ad valorem taxes. And we're seeing people all over town. They're lost. The facility right behind my shoulder is customs. That's no longer needed. The border's been opened, and that's when you come back from Mexico, you go through customs to approve your, show your passport and declare your goods and things like that. Our interstate commerce has been, our commerce between here and our sister city in Acuna has been shut down. People are really hurting. Our businesses are hurting, economics. But what we see here is people all over town, the Haitians, I'm saying, in our grocery stores, and they haven't been tested. COVID is rampant.
Murder rose nearly 30% last year. That's according to the FBI, which released crime stats for the year. The 29.4% increase includes murders and non-negligent manslaughter crimes. Aggravated assaults also jumped 12%. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.